T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Adam Schuster of the Illinois Policy Institute joins us now. You can find out more online at illinoispolicy.org. We got a budget this weekend, and I have a feeling that it's like a lot of the other budgets that have been signed, or passed, I should say, in Springfield. Adam, what can you tell us? What do we need to know?
Well, first of all, you know, I would use the word budget very loosely when we're talking about what they just did. It's really just another unbalanced spending plan. This will be the state of Illinois' 20th consecutive unbalanced spending plan, but in a string of just really irresponsible, spending plans passed by our state legislature, I think this one really takes the cake. And frankly, I think it's an insult and a slap in the face to every business across the state that's been shuttered, every taxpayer who's out of work, because us in the private sector, we have to balance our own budgets. We don't have a choice. And many people are struggling to do that like they never have been. They never have before. And the budget that just passed in Springfield, they didn't even make an attempt to really make it even appear balanced. There's not even the type of, you know, gimmicks and tricks and things that they would usually include. And certainly no spending reform whatsoever. It's the largest budget in our state history. It spends more than last year by about 6%, and it spends more than the governor even proposed in February by about $780 million. And then lastly, it includes $5 billion in borrowing that they're hoping they can repay with a federal bailout that doesn't even exist yet.
It's really, really something. You'd think that they'd stop shocking us, but I don't know. I guess that maybe we wouldn't. The pay raise that is being politically talked about all over the state, it's not as simple to say that the Democrats showed up and said, we want a pay raise, and they're like, check it off the list. We'll put it in there. We're getting a pay raise. Do you have any comments on whether or not what was passed this weekend did help raise the pay of the Democrats and the Republicans, but the Democrats are the ones who voted for it?
Yeah, so it's a little bit complicated, and you'll see there's a lot of conflicting claims out there. Republicans are saying it did include the pay raise. A number of Democrats are saying that it didn't include the pay raise. Basically, what the argument boils down to, just so everybody has all the information here, is in the budget, they appropriated, they put in the legal amount for salaries for lawmakers the same as last year, and next to their cost of living adjustment, they put $0. Now, that allows them to claim that they did not include a pay raise in the budget. However,
like the
if you actually
said,
look,
claim as if there's yeah. more to the story.
So there is a little more to the story here. So back in 2014, there was a dispute between former Governor Pat Quinn and the legislature where Pat Quinn had tried to freeze their pay. And in response to that, the legislature made their own pay a continuing appropriation. And what that means is the law says no matter what the budget says, they have to get their annual cost of living increase. Now, from 2014 through 2019, they included a specific paragraph of legal language to prohibit that cost of living adjustment. They did not pass that language this year. So even though they put $0 next to their COLA, the vast majority of people who are looking at this seem to be in agreement that because they didn't include a specific prohibition on increasing their own pay, that it'll automatically go up by about $1,800 a year. So it's really just adding insult to injury when we've got, 1.1 million Illinoisans out of work and, businesses are making 20% of their regular income. Springfield, once again, thinks they get to play by a different set of rules.
Adam Schuster, Budget and Tax Research Director at Illinois Policy, on the phone with us. Adam, I think because I'm probably on this show, people are asking me questions right now more than ever. So, you know, there's a lot of energy out there. What happens, you know, when we see these budgets that don't get balanced ever, and we keep going into more and more debt? Are there any ramifications for these things? It seems like we're never sort of seeing the end of it. What happens when we keep doing this?
Well, that which can't go on forever won't, right? So, you know, Illinois ultimately will not be exempt from financial reality. And if they keep doing what they're doing, then it's a matter of time before the pension system goes broke and before the state of Illinois starts defaulting on its debt. And, you know, we've already seen all types of negative consequences from this irresponsible behavior over the last 20 years. Taxes continue to go up. Meanwhile, spending on services that people actually want and need in the state continue to go down. But what I hope will happen here is that this will be a wake-up call to the federal government. You know, the really ironic thing is they're relying in this budget on a federal bailout, but this budget shows exactly why they do not deserve a dime of federal taxpayer money until they make significant reforms. So we think that, you know, this should send a signal to the federal government that Illinois is holding its hands out, begging for money, saying that they, you know, they need help. And meanwhile, they didn't cut a penny of spending other than for education, by the way, which we can come back to. But they didn't hardly cut a penny of spending. They increased spending overall. They're borrowing $5 billion and they're holding their hands out to the federal government. They included no structural reforms. So the federal government should say to Illinois and to other irresponsible states around the country, you're not going to get a dime of money until you commit to making significant reforms to get your fiscal house in order.
Adam Schuster, Budget and Tax Research Director at Illinois Policy, you know the numbers way more than you could potentially even explain to somebody as simple-minded as myself when it comes to what is facing the state of Illinois financially speaking. So anecdotally, yesterday I was out during this two-hour petition, just kind of bringing a voice to it, showing people what was going on through a Facebook Live. I was talking to public school teachers. I was talking to law enforcement. I was talking to people who are retired and living on a state pension. These are people who are sick and tired of the direction that the state of Illinois is headed. And I want to ask you for a second to speak not to what often ends up happening in this argument. The Republican-Democrat argument often is trying to be rooted in the public sector versus the private sector argument. In my opinion, the taxpayers are made up of public sector and private sector workers. When you look at the future of the state of Illinois, and I'm seeing these people come through and sign this petition yesterday to recall this governor who are receiving state pensions right now or will be receiving them in the near future, if we don't take a sharp turn in a different direction, what do these public workers have at stake?
Well, I would say, you know, if we don't fix things proactively and upfront, then it's almost like if you let a health problem, you know, continue to fester without treatment, the medicine will have to be more severe the longer we wait to fix this. So if we don't, you know, proactively fix it ever, these pension systems are going to run out of money. It's a matter of when, not if. We've done analyses, and it really depends on how bad the investment losses turn out to be from this pandemic. But ultimately, the benefits that they've promised and the benefit structures that are in place right now are not sustainable. They cannot be fully funded. So people are at serious risk of losing their pensions in the long term. So, you know, there's this common phrase that, you know, the public sector unions like to use, that pensions are a promise. Well, right now it's an empty promise, because unless it's a financially sustainable, solvent system, you don't have a secure retirement to begin with. And not only the pensions, but whenever, you know, that which can't go on forever stops going on, they're going to have to make severe changes if they don't fix it now. And that could mean layoffs, it could mean pay cuts, and that's going to be bad for the public sector. It's going to be bad for, you know, needy Illinois residents, the poor, college students, people with long-term disabilities and the like, who rely on government services. So, you know, it's time for Springfield to get serious about this. And this is not a serious budget. You know, it was the worst that I've seen in the years that I've been following this. And there was really, you know, no attempt to even kind of give a wink and a nod to fiscal responsibility.
Yeah, it's time for a change. It's time for a humongous change in the state of Illinois. Otherwise, we're not going to have any other choices left. Adam Schuster, IllinoisPolicy.org. Folks, if you are newly interested in what is actually taking place in the state of Illinois and the fiscal situation is at the epicenter of your concern, taxes, spending, who's spending what taxes that they take out of your pocket, you have to go to IllinoisPolicy.org and see things that are based on numbers and facts. That is a safe place to live, numbers and facts. You can also, if you want to join the Lincoln Lobby on Facebook, is a great group that is discussing things and has done some great activism as well. So join the Lincoln Lobby on Facebook. They'd be glad to have you. And Adam, we're always grateful for your time here on the show as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.